Artie is in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, Sal, how you doing, bud? Look, I understand how a Mets fan would want to make a move because how well they played. But you also got to understand this team, even with the top starter, is not going to be better than the Phillies. They're not going to be better than the Dodgers. You don't know what they're asking for. So if Stearns doesn't make that move for the pitcher, the guy's calling and saying he's got no gut. I mean, really? And you agree with the guy.
Yeah, if he, saying, yeah, you have to go all in. How do you know that they're not going to beat the Phillies or the Dodgers?
How do you go all in on a team that just lost their best pitcher?
He hasn't been part of the team all year. He's been no impact on the team. He hasn't been on him all year. What are you talking about, lost their best pitcher? He wasn't even here to lose. Senga's been irrelevant.
Hang on a second. Senga's not their best pitcher?
He hasn't pitched a game this year.
I know, but he's still the best pitcher on the team.
So what? There's six games over 500. Senga has nothing to do with them. Kodai Senga is the most irrelevant Met in 2024. He's got nothing to do with them. Why are you referencing him?
So why? I'm referencing him because you're going all in on a team that can barely make the darn wild card.
They're a half game back of the top wild card, Artie. Are you paying attention? Are you talking about Kodai Senga? Have you watched the Mets this year? Guy pitched six innings. You think he's going to make or break the season? Come on. He's had nothing to do with this season. The Mets have been 11 games under 500, started 0-5, bounced all the way back, took the top wild card spot in the National League, bounced back, now a half game behind the top wild card spot yet again, all without Kodai Senga. And you're worried about him? Like that's going to be the thing that's going to prevent the Mets from making a big move? And you're saying so confidently they can't beat the Phillies or the Dodgers? How? Why? What'd you say last year about the Diamondbacks, Artie? I bet you were saying the same thing. They can't beat the Dodgers. The Diamondbacks can't beat the Dodgers. But yet they did. They went to the World Series. Did you say that about the Phillies a couple years ago when the Mets and Braves were 14 games better than them? Battling all year long back and forth for the NL East, the Phillies were an afterthought. What were you saying then? The Phillies can't beat the Braves. The Phillies can't beat the Mets. Wrong. They got to the World Series. So why would you not want to see this team that is right there? They're right there in a playoff spot to date. A half game back of the top wild card spot right now. With a minor league bullpen without their ace, Kodai Senga, all year long. Brooks really went down. Drew Smith went down. Ottavino's been minimal impact on. He's basically given him nothing. All the guys out there. Diaz was suspended for 10 games, and he had his ups and downs crying and was awful early in the year. I mean, the Mets have had almost everything go wrong. Alonso has done nothing this year. McNeil did nothing until the All-Star break. He had a good week, and we're acting as if Jeff McNeil is back. One good week. Marte's been out the entire year. Nimmo had three hot weeks. Alvarez was out a month and a half or 2 months. Is there any more we could pile on to the top of this? Is that possible? And yet with all this stuff that's happened, the New York Mets are six games over 500 in the postseason position right now. This is the exact time to go for it. If you don't go for it and go all in, you're doing yourselves and the fan base a major disservice. And Artie, you want them to give up on the season because Kodai Senga, he went down. After all that stuff that I just referenced and all they've accomplished, you want to give up because Kodai Senga went down. They're ace, as you say. That's pathetic.